Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. My name is Ann Ortley, and I'm an astrologer in New York City, and I'm sitting here at my bright red desk, and the outside temperature is 89 degrees, and the inside temperature is a nice balmy 72 degrees, thanks to my air conditioning. I love this. I have a new air conditioner, which has a temperature setting, so I can say what temperature I wanted it. You know how, like, you go into places and it's freezing cold? This way, it's, like, exactly the right temperature. It's kind of like a little perfect thing. I love when things are perfect. I'm a Virgo. We enjoy the perfection in the world. So, anyway, what this show does is we talk about the weather in the heavens, what's going on above us, and how it reflects down here on Earth below where we're living. And we also discuss the impending energies, what they feel like, how to work with them productively, with the idea being that we're all here on Earth to evolve and grow and become our best, whatever we're supposed to be in our life, what our chart describes. We're supposed to become our natal potential. We're supposed to actualize it, make it actual. And in doing so, our job is to then say, well, okay, what does that vision look like? What is going on? And then the heavens above kind of keep dancing and singing above our heads. And as they come along, they wake up our chart. And they say, oh, here's some energy. And we go, ooh, 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 a little goose or a little hug or a little smack or a kiss or whatever the universe delivers to us. And then we figure out our position in the world. And then we evolve. So it's kind of an interesting process, astrology. And I was talking about it with someone this weekend when I was on Fire Island. I go out there for midweek share. I go out Wednesday, Thursday, which is really nice because the place is reasonably empty. And we were discussing, like, the difference between fate and free will and how that lays out. And, you know, are you made to do things? And I always love that quote, the stars impel, they don't compel. Excuse me, and I guess it's true because I just sneezed. And they kind of guide us. You know, they invite us. They ask us what we want to do, where we're going, what our position is on the matter. And this week is a big ask. There's a giant, couple of giant questions in the sky. And we are going to be asked to look at some stuff and decide what we want to do from our own ego's point of view. Okay? And it always is important to think about your ego. And, you know, ego gets a bad rap from time to time. Oh, they're egotistical. Oh, they're this, that, or the other thing. But really, if we look at our sun sign describes what our purpose is on Earth, why we're here, what we're here to do. And it is our ego. It is our vision of the world, and it's how we approach the world, how we hold the world in our hands, how we deliver the world to other people. And so you can look at someone's sun sign and really see what their soul's trying to figure out how to work on. And as we see that, then we see, you know, how we actually roll that out into the world. And all the other planets in your chart revolve around the sun. And if you think about how big the sun is in the sky overhead, and all the planets dance around him in the heavens, they also dance around him in your chart. So they all serve, either through good or easy ways, or sometimes by arguing, they all serve the purpose of the sun. So when we're looking at ego, we're looking at why the sun is trying to establish itself. What are you trying to do? What is your purpose in the world? The time of Leo, which is where we are now, when the sun is really clear for the northern hemisphere folks, southern hemisphere not so much, but for the northern hemisphere, the sun is really clear. We're really aware of the sun's power. We feel it. It's 89 degrees and it's 6:30 at night. We feel the warmth. We walk around. We sweat. We notice the impact it has on the life around us, the earth around us. So this week, the sun and Venus, Mercury next week, have a conversation with two of the big evolutionary forces in the sky. And they're going to be forming what's called a Hammer of Thor, or a fist of God, you know. And if you think about God having a fist and punching you, that's kind of a good image. And if you look at the mythology of Thor's hammer, what he could do with that hammer was it could make the most beautiful, beautiful, complex, gorgeous gold jewelry, or beautiful, could hammer to very fine level. It create things. And then at the other hand, the hammer could smite you down. You know, he could dispatch the hammer ahead of him, and the hammer would go waka waka and kind of knock out everybody. So there's a hammer of Thor taking place this week. Last week it took place with Mercury. And in the week before, Mercury rolled through the hammer, and we became aware of something. It was while we were watching that debt crisis get negotiated, and everybody was highly frustrated. But it also was understanding that it really was a principle that was going on here. There were people fighting for what they believed to be true. Mercury was in Leo. I believe this to be true, and I'm not going to give up unless I get my way. This week, the Sun and Venus go through the hammer of Thor. Sun first, and then Venus right behind him. And we watch that story unfold. And we also find the Sun and Venus joining this week, meaning they become they're what's called combust, which means that the desire nature that you have is going to be very, very clear and very straightforward to you, right, as they move closer and closer to join with each other. So Venus, who is the desire, what you truly, deeply desire, and the Sun, which is why you're here, what your principle are, the principle of what you desire and what you are here to accomplish and achieve in this lifetime, are uniting in the heavens, and they're bringing you a message, and they're bringing you a message with a giant hammer from God. Which makes it be one of those weeks when people email me and go, you know, I feel like I got knocked off the horse, or I feel like I got hit on the head, or I feel like I can't believe, how could I have, where you kind of feel like you get whacked upside of the head and you go, wow, I really see it now, and I hadn't seen it before. That's what's going to happen this week. So no getting mad at yourself if you never saw it before, or if on some level you saw it but you kind of hoped it would change, or you believed it but you really, really, really didn't want to believe it, so you kind of ignored it. This week there's going to be no ignoring it. The hammer of God is going to come and whack you. Now, hopefully not with a big whack. Hopefully with a gentle little tap, tap, tap. Did you see this over here? The other thing the hammer can do, which is really a nice use of the hammer, besides awakening you and having you see something that you had maybe missed before, the hammer can wake up things and kind of clear out situations. He can act as kind of a giant cosmic drum roll where he kind of comes through and knocks things out of your life, knocks things out of the way. The way Thor would dispatch that hammer and it go whack, whack, and smite his enemies. So you may find you're smiting some enemies this week, or that you're in the mood to kind of just knock things out and get them over with and done with and get them out the door. Big week for that. So with Venus and the Sun forming a hammers of God this week, we're going to really be working with that energy kind of intensely. We also have in that what a hammer of God does is it takes the two planets that are square to each other, and then with a third planet, it forms a hammer, you know, a post. So the post itself is the Sun and Venus, but the hammer is Uranus and Pluto in a square aspect to each other. Now, Uranus and Pluto are going to be squaring each other in this position on and off from now until 2016. Yes, another 5 years. They have not yet had their first conjunction, their first perfection of the square. But they're going to be dancing with each other and helping us change the things that need to be changed, because that's what Uranus and Pluto do. Uranus brings change. Pluto brings evolution. So change and evolution are fighting with each other. And this week we get illuminated to them by the Sun and the Venus talking to them. And they're going to say to you, change and evolve. You ready? And you're going to go, I don't really know if I can change and evolve that way. Okay, I'm going to hit you with the hammer, and then you're going to decide. Or I'm going to hammer, bang it out for you, help you see it. Now, in my case, very literally, right, I have across the street from me, I have an art gallery, I have Sotheby's. So last week, the Teamsters were on strike, right? And they went on strike because Sotheby's locked them out, and they're protesting, and they have these friggin' whistles, and they have this air horn, and they have a giant rat that sits in front of my apartment, not my apartment, but right across the street, and they're walking up and down the street yelling and jumping and blowing these whistles and blowing these air horns, which is a little disconcerting because I'm here in the house trying to work and think and concentrate and talk to clients, and not fun. And so I called Sotheby's a bunch of times. You know, I'm like, can we do something about the air horns? And they're like, well, we're having a strike with the Teamsters. And I'm like, you realize these are the Teamsters, right? They aren't going to go away. Lockout. And she was, you know, the public relations woman was reasonably nice about the whole matter. But I was like, you guys made billions of dollars last year. They had $490 million in profits after the first half of last year, right? And they can't afford to pay the Teamsters a wage. And they've apparently hired scabs. So I'm like, these people are out there jumping up and down yelling in my front yard. And I want them to go away. Uranus square Pluto. They want their jobs back. And at that point, Mercury was in conjunct, you know, was last when they went out, when they were locked out, Mercury was forming the hammer of God with the Sun and Uranus, with Uranus and Pluto. So we are each going to be experiencing it somewhere. So look where the Leo place is in your chart. In my case, it's the 7th house. Look where the hammer is. Pluto's in the 11th, which is the groups, in my case. And Uranus is in the 2nd, which is what's of value to me, which is no whistles. And look where it is in your chart. Look where Uranus 4 is, Aries 4 is. Look where Pluto 4 is in Capricorn. And see where the square is. So I have a group of people at the edge of my 2nd and 3rd, affecting how I make money and affecting my ears, 3rd house, what I hear, in my neighborhood, opposite the Leo in the 7th, my neighbor, the person I look at out my window, of the window of, in Leo, fighting with these people, right? Hammers, bang, 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 drives you crazy. But the point of it is for you to get clear and to help you see what you need to do. So I got on the phone, called a bunch of people at Sotheby's, left a bunch of emails at Sotheby's, got printed out my printer. They were having a investors meeting. I printed it out, handed it out to the strikers on the street, said you're allowed to call in with questions and say to them, $490 million in profits and you can't pay me a living wage. Come on, guys, let's get real here. There was the Verizon strike. There's going to be a lot of strikes with hammers. Hammers have strikes. So we got Verizon going out upstate New York. So there was a woman being interviewed, and she said the president of Verizon made $18 million last year, which is $55,000 a day is what he gets paid. Why don't I get money? Right? You know, and I'm kind of like, well, that's a good argument. It's the hammer, okay? So the hammer is going to whack you with some clarity this week. And it's going to be clarity about what you want, what your ego wants, your sun and Venus, what you desire, right? And the hammer's forming, so you could have already gotten whacked because Mercury last week was forming it too. Mercury was the information. Now you have to kind of say, this is what I'm looking for. Now, the other thing we have this week is Neptune has gone back, Mercury retrograde, first of all, because I keep saying words wrong. Neptune has gone back into Aquarius. It's still opposite Mercury, okay? So it's the ideal, the dream, the vision, the hope, the plan, the hope, the ideal. What can we have? Ooh, delicious, delicious. Opposite Neptune, maybe not. Maybe that's not going to really come in the way you want it to. Maybe it's going to be slightly distorted. But really, really have the vision. And that Mercury opposite Neptune is what's the vision? Now, with Mercury opposite Neptune, we can also have a little bit of disillusionment. But this week, Mercury in Virgo shifts and it goes into Leo. So last week it was in Virgo showing you the reality. This week it's going to shift back because it's going backwards, remember, into Leo, which is going to give you the, well, my vision for myself is this. How do I get that? And you may not be able to, but or you might. We're not going to say you can't, but we're going to say that you're going to have to say, this is what my dream is. What's my dream here? Because Mercury in Leo has a dream. And then of course, it goes into Virgo and it has a reality. The reality of the dream is what? The dream is this, Leo. Which, so when we were doing all the budget fights, Leo, 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 I'm not going to give in, I'm not going to give, I'm not going to give in. Goes into Virgo, which is last week, we look at the reality. I mean, we're going to cut all these things. How are we going to pay for it? You know, what are we doing? Virgo. This week it goes back into Leo. So the dream gets kicked up again, right? And things get reversed, but not forever and not for long. Because Mercury goes back, forms another hammer of God next week with Uranus and Pluto. And then he forms a third one as he comes back out. Okay, so we're really revising our vision of what we want. So we have to kind of focus clearly on that idea. The other thing we have this week is Ceres leaves behind Aries and enters Pisces, going backwards. Okay, so Ceres is going backwards, goes into Pisces, wakes it up, and says, "Wow!" And it literally stops in the sky, which is always good, because it's stationing, and saying, I'm getting ready to shift, getting ready to change, getting ready to move directions. And we want to really honor that, that creative force, what that creative force is, as it stands on the precipice between Pisces and Aries, and it says, gee, I'm kind of between these two lands. I'm between being incredibly sacrificial, and I'm between taking charge of my own creativity and giving myself permission to create. So I'm standing in the middle between those two areas. And that is also part of the week's energy. It's a pretty interesting week. We also have Saturn joining with Vulcanus, which always is kind of a boost to the energy, where the authorities kind of rise up and speak, and you're going to go, wow, they're really pretty chatty. And then, of course, last but not least, we have Mars in Cancer. Not a happy place for Mars. Doesn't like being in Cancer. It's in his fall. And he stimulates Uranus and Pluto, too. And in his case, he squares Uranus and he opposes Pluto because he's in Cancer. Next week, he gets to Saturn. But he's setting off the T-square. So last week, when we had the stock market start to kind of go tippy-tippy-tippy-tippy-tippy, this week we can anticipate, as Mars goes flying through that T-square on the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th and 11th, that we're going to have much more volatile stock market also. Because Mars in Cancer is, we take action based on our emotions. Cancer's emotions. Moon rules emotions. And so as we're emotional, we're going to take action, and we're going to do things that are conservative, Cancer, and preserve our security, Cancer, and keep us safe. So we can anticipate another week of volatility in the stock market, mainly down, as we go through this hammer of God, as the Sun and Venus go through and say, well, what actually did we decide on? Now, the good news, because there was always good news, because what the point of the hammer is we've been having all these planets that have been getting into new positions and new signs, meaning we've had five planets change signs in the last year, and if we throw Pluto in, which I think we should, he changed a year ago before that. He went into Capricorn. So we've had six planets enter new signs, and some of those signs we have never experienced the energy before. We have never experienced Pluto in Capricorn. That's 250 years, last time we had it. We've never experienced Neptune in Pisces. That's 164 years. We've never experienced Uranus in Aries, unless we're over 84. Last time that was 84 years ago. 50 years old was the 60s, Chiron in Pisces. Last time he was there was 1960 to 68. So those four planets are brand new energy for anybody under 50 in this world. Then there's 30 years, Saturn at 29 years in Libra. Last time he was there was 81, 82. And then Jupiter in Taurus. And the last time he was there was end of 99, 2000. So we're at this really big turning point. And the planets are planting their seeds. And they're also going back. Jupiter, when he gets to Taurus, is going to go back and going to wake up the energy of his conjunction with Saturn in May of 2000, the decisions you made then. But he's also, we're all in the process when planets change signs and they get rooted in the new sign, which usually is about the first 3 degrees takes for them to get a handle on it. So everybody's in it by 3 degrees at this point. Uranus is 3, is 4, Pluto's 4. Going back to 4, so everybody's kind of in the new signs, and now we as people can't sustain the old life anymore. We have to modify, change, and move to the new direction. And so that also is what these eclipses and these transits now or for the eclipses we just had that say, we've removed, over the last couple years, we removed your old authorities. We made you in charge of your life when the eclipses were in Cancer, Saturn, Capricorn. And now the eclipses are in Gemini and Sag. So now we need you to not try and keep both realities going. Now we need you to pick a reality. You can't straddle the two. You have to choose. And this week, the sun comes through, looks at Uranus and Pluto, and says, I think I'm going to do this. Venus comes through, looks at Uranus and Pluto, and says, I think I desire this. And last week, 2 weeks ago, Mercury went through, and he said, this is how it's going to be or else. That was the dogmatic fighting time of the deal. When Mercury went into Virgo, they signed the deal. They agreed to all these cuts. They had agreed to all this Virgo stuff. Nobody knows what the hell they're going to do with it, but they agreed to all of it. And what did we agree to? We really don't know. That's to be determined in November through next July. But individually, we all are deciding. So this week, some old behavior is going to come back. Some bad old behavior can come back. Some bad old reminder can come, and you go, oh my God, I thought I had that handled. And the answer is, nope, you didn't. It's back. And you got to choose. You got to stand, you got to take a stand. You got to do a Leo. You got to be a Leo. You got to stand there and say, this is what I believe to be true. This is what I want. I don't want to share anymore. I don't want to wait anymore. I want this. And the hammer of Thor is going to be banging on the table saying, bang, 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 this is what I want. So it's a really interesting week. And I often like the summer weeks because the sun in Leo, you know, when we're lying on the beach or we're out, in my case, out at the beach house, sitting, having a bagel, looking at the bay and having my iced coffee in the morning after my little morning stroll to Seaview, it's always very instructive because I'm just sitting there quietly eating, watching the river, the bay go by, reading my magazine or my newspaper, and just kind of thoughts come in, unbidden, where the universe talks to us. Because the sun is high, and it's calling our sun, is asking us to shine. It's asking us, what is it we want to do to shine? How do we want to shine? So that's your other challenge this week, is how do you want to shine? What do you want to actually do? And to listen to that information come in. And sometimes, because it's a hammer of Thor, it can come in and, I don't want to do this. Totally cool. If it comes in the I don't want to form, just make a positive phrase of the I don't want to. Well, what I want is this. Okay, well, it's good. Be clear. Say what you want. Go for it. Give it permission. So that's kind of the vision. Then, okay, so quick on the weeks, and we might actually have time for a caller because it's 7 minutes left. Wow. All right, so the hammer, watch for the hammer, watch for the realization, watch for the security bite, watch the stock market go down, and I love it when markets go crazy, and watch for that decision between sacrificing what you truly want to create or what giving yourself permission to go for what you want, as Ceres kind of straddles that line and stops there in the heavens between Pisces and Aries. So, at any rate, the moon Monday is in Sagittarius on the 8th, and it goes void at 4:25 on Tuesday with a sextile to Neptune, giving it a great deal of emotional heft and dreamlike quality. Mercury is busy because he goes into Leo and into Neptune, opposes Neptune on Monday. So Monday is very much clarifying what the dream is. On Tuesday, Mars squares Uranus, which is very much the breaks and excitement and explosions and crashes. Mars square Uranus is crashes, so look for that to be a very volatile stock market day. Moon's in Capricorn, making people a little depressed and cautious and emotionally not happy. Goes into Capricorn at 4:30 on the 9th, and it's in Capricorn until 11:47 p.m. on the 11th, so it's void in the afternoon on the 10th and all day on the 11th, with a closing aspect being a moon square Saturn. Again, not a happy week, not a happy emotional. Moon square Saturn, moon in Capricorn, depressed, square Saturn in Libra, depressed about partnerships, depressed about relationships, depressed about connection. Then when he goes into Aquarius at 11:47 p.m. on the 11th, the day is, moon is void all day long on the Thursday. And he's in Aquarius on Friday. He also has Mars as an opposition to Pluto on Thursday, as he's going through this T-square, because first he hits Uranus on Tuesday, and on Thursday he hits Pluto, and then next week he gets to Jupiter, I think. Where is it? Somewhere in there. I don't know. I can't see it. Should mark these things down, Ann, before you start talking. Okay, I will. The 12th is Friday. Nice day. Good aspects. Closing aspect is, again, a union with Neptune, because the moon is in Aquarius. There is a full moon on the 13th. On Saturday the 13th, which is an illuminating moon of a group and a connection, and that happens at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then the moon is in Pisces on Sunday the 14th. Again, a very sensitive emotional moon with a closing aspect of a sextile to Jupiter. So we like this energy. It's not a bad week. The moon's in Sagittarius, Capricorn, and Aquarius during the course of the week. The Capricorn part, Tuesday afternoon, early evening, all day Wednesday, all day Thursday, all kind of hard. And Capricorn moon is, of course, emotionally stressful, and it, of course, sets off that T-square. So we're going to really see the energy of the moon this week amping up. And remember, the moon rules Mars, okay? Mars is in Cancer right now. So the emotional responses... People last week when the moon was in Scorpio, they got a little panicky and the stock market went a little crazy. Goes into Sagittarius, it's a little bit gambling, a little more freedom. Goes into Capricorn, back to depression, right? So that's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And that also is when the fists, the hammers form with Venus and the Sun sesquiquadrating, the squaring Uranus and Pluto. And that also is when Mars is making hard aspects to Uranus and Pluto. He's going through the T-square with the burden of being in ruled by Moon in Capricorn. So Mars in his fall is answering to the Moon in her fall. In other words, people are really going to be very emotionally sad. But clear. I guess the clarity comes at the price of sadness. I don't know. You know, I had someone I was talking to the other day, and they were like, I'm just not happy anymore. Will I ever be happy again? And I kind of looked at the chart, and, I could see the not happiness. And it was like, yes, you will be happy again. It's here. But it also kind of made me think about that as a question. And what happiness comes from, what makes us happy, and how do we define happiness, and what makes us think we're either happy or we're not happy, where does it come from? And I kind of mulled on that after that reading, and I was thinking about, well, I guess it always comes down to the personal, and you have to kind of say, well, what makes me happy? And if we stand in that question and stand in that energy, what makes me happy? What do I love to do? What fills me with joy? It becomes our option, our obligation, our ability to figure out what that looks like. And, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What is happiness? And this week, with these hammers of Thor, we can anticipate, we're going to be asking ourselves that question. Because Leo Sun and Venus in Leo says, this is what makes me happy. I want this. Our Sun is really reflecting. It's pulling in that Leo energy, the creative pulse of life that calls us. And then at the same time, it's looking at Uranus and Pluto and it's saying, they're saying to the hammer, you have to change to get that. It ain't coming the way it currently is existing. Or it can come, but the reason I'm giving you a hammer is to go create that, to go build it for yourself, to go bang, bang with your silver hammer or whatever color it is and create your own version of happiness. The economy is going to continue to really suck for a while. We have Pluto in Capricorn. This is depression time. They're calling it recession, but it's technically depression. And our job as people, as citizens in the world, is to create for ourselves happiness, because we're the only ones that can do it. So I leave you with that question. What is happiness? I know it's a little philosophical today, isn't it? What the hell? Well, the moon is in Sagittarius. You're getting preacher in, not astrologer in. You're getting preacher in. So at any rate, on that note, the British lady spoke. My show's over. I didn't take the calls. I do apologize to you guys. Hopefully one of these days the activity in the heavens will drop enough that we can take callers again. So take care. All have a good week, and watch for those hammers to come swinging through your life. Make sure to pick it up and bang away to create the thing you want, to create your own version of happiness. Take care. Bye-bye.